Jason Porter understands people's needs. With Jason Porter, leadership is guaranteed. Hey! Jason Porter, people of Missouri. Jason Porter, for Missouri's State Senate.
I am tired of the 90s. Summer has extremely overstayed its welcome. It don't even know its boundaries. I had an interview on Tuesday. Okay. And I will be a cat if I will be passing out, having scary moments like I've been doing this whole weekend, and it is crazy. I am choking because of the allergies of the humidity, and it is not right. It is absolutely not right. Okay. So I had to get a new plan for the slot tournament. So even though you may have a comp room and you allegedly supposed to be given free play and all like that, well, the free play is separate from the hotel room, so you're not playing for the free play, okay? But if you're supposed to get in free food, but then you've got to be told to be given a $150 incidental fee on top of the resort fee, then that ain't free. That ain't free. So, in order for me to be able to play in tournament, now I don't be getting news of when these tournaments happen in Vegas all the time. You know, most of the time it's just poker tournament or maybe a blackjack tournament. More likely, more than often, I'm a slot player, okay? I'm a slot guy. And eventually I will get to the table soon, but perhaps you gotta stand up for most of the whole game. And I'm intimidated by poker because it's not like a dealer gonna tell you what cards you have, and plus you have to use certain type of hand signal, you know? Okay, and I don't know when the right timing to use them. So, it's bad enough that they don't want you to do anything while you're there. And, I mean, yeah, they want you to gamble and see a show and stuff like that. But the problem is, now they're taking a whole lot of money in incidentals, for example, $150 for that particular time that you're going there. And on top of this, some resort fees is like high at $39 a night. I mean, what are you gonna have to play with? What are you gonna have as a bankroll? I mean, you gotta be a damn high roller just to be able to play. Now, there's supposed to be all kinds of rollers, okay? And there is. But the problem is, you take away money so you can give them a bankroll. I mean, they could be playing for the resort fee, or they could be playing for the incidental fee. Let them play it off. Let them, the cat, play it off. I mean, they got your rewards card, okay? M Life have one, Harris have one, the hotel casinos have their own rewards cards, okay? Let them play for the resort fees, for crying out loud. I mean, especially if a person has a bigger bankroll, like $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever. I'm not gonna have a bankroll like that. I'm a low roller, okay? And you're killing the low roller who just wanna have fun with the possibility of winning some money. You're killing the low roller's fun. Okay, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And when each and every hotel, there's a resort fee. And I just barely find a hotel that doesn't have a resort fee. They just need a card on file, just in case. But that's okay, because, you know, when I'm not in the resting in the room, you know, doing the podcast, sharing my experience, or going to see fantasy, okay? Or, you know, getting ready to go back to McCarran to fly back to the Second Palace. And it might be my last trip to Vegas if government run out of money. It might be my last trip temporarily until Congress take their slow time and figure this thing and get this thing done so we could go back to living. We haven't been truly lived because of this damn pandemic. I am so sick of these freaking internet fees. Now, I had a plan. If I did have to pay an incidental fee, I was going to charge my room for the fantasy ticket, and then I was going to charge my room for food, because most of the time, I don't even eat all that time in the first place. I'm like drinking, and I'm so used to not having three meals a day. I'm even having one meal or two meals if I'm lucky. I'm so used to, you know, not eating three meals a day, or maybe have a bigger portion of a meal. That is ridiculous. So I'm used to it. I'm used to it now. Okay. I can deal with it. I can freaking deal with it. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, and on top of these other fees, you'll have parking fees at a lot of these hotels now. You have to pay to park, and you got the resort fee, you got the incidental fee. I mean, what would they have at the bankroll? How the hell are they going to gamble? How the hell are they going to see their favorite show unless they reserve month out, like I knew? And as soon as I knew because I got the invitation like a few months out to play in a slot tournament. And it still had to be a high daggone resort fee. But this time, I knew, in case it wasn't going to budge like what happened at the Luxor, when I risked my life trying to get back to the Second Palace, I said, you know what? I'm going to have an emergency hotel, which is exactly where I'm going to be and wind up going, which is the emergency hotel is now Motel 6. So now, if I am able to see fantasy, not only I got to go to the slot tournament, okay, and then I, you know, and while I'm on the subject, when I go to the slot tournament, I'm going to use all my anger because of this pandemic, because of what I've been going through, and because of everything that's negative that's been happening these 2 years and these 6 years. I'm going to play the fastest slot player on earth, that I will definitely have the top spot. And after, they'll be like, man, did something happen to you? Yes, it did. For 8 solid damn years. And I'm going to put that frustration out in the game. I'm going to put that frustration out on those buttons. It is on. And I'm going to tell you, even though the worst I could do is 250, but the highest I could do is 125,000 or something like that in free play. Think about how long I could play. Okay. And if I make money, that's great. That's great. I can book another hotel, and then I could, you know, reschedule my flight, and then I could definitely rest and see fantasy another time. I mean, my rent is paid for until December. So I could, if I went that higher jackpot and then I play and I get the right hits or the right hand pay, you know, I could change my flight. I could pay for it. I could do a couple of more nice days. I could rest and then see fantasy and then go back and then get ready for the cruise and then test the week before. Okay. We're no longer in the free country. It's no longer our bodies. We have to be told what to do with our bodies. But I'm kind of glad I thought, I'm kind of glad I did. I knew this was coming. But originally I did it because I wanted to go home back in 2020. But I wanted to go home. And I'm not going home until October 31st, November 1st, I should say, which I originally was going to go to PodFest in Tampa on the 3rd and the 5th. Now, that's been changed. Dude, life is just being like never easy. It's like life is the universe. You heard of the School of Hard Knocks? Well, life is the university. Everything is graduate level. Everything is so hard. The term paper is so hard. The tests are so hard. And if you fail big. And not that you get suspended from school, but you can't get suspended from this school, or you can't get academically dismissed from this school. I mean, my cats. Everything's got to be so damn hard. Everything's got to be so damn sophisticated. And no telling when that this lawsuit is going to be settled out of Missouri. No telling if we're ever going to get a back pay. That's the word I'm really looking for. Because we were denied the emergency injunction. So now we gotta wait weeks, months. And my rent is only paid until December. And then on top of that, we're facing not being able to have money in October. Really? I'm hoping that's not true. Or I'm hoping that they decide to pay seniors and disabled and vets, because if we're not able to live now, I do have another plan. I've told the landlord that I got a plan to pay rent that if the government run out of money, I would have to pay on the 10th. Now, because I made a payment early, because I didn't know when the payment of the rent payment for the COVID help rent assistance was going to be, I paid $160. So now that credit's been moved over to December, and I only got to pay what? $400, $400 or $408. That's it. I'm not missing that chance. I nearly almost asked the landlord if I could get the money back. I had to dip into my hotel plant in Miami for the 30th and the 31st to have another day, because technically I'm leaving on the 23rd after the slot tournament, and hopefully I can still be able to see fantasy. But if I don't, it'll be the second time that I miss fantasy. One is because of the pandemic and fantasy wasn't running. Two, it was because the evilness of waiting on money that's not even come back, and I had to dip into a paid hotel that I had to get money back for. Crazy. So you don't want me to have a bankroll, and you don't want me to have anything to eat while I'm there. That's why I was smart. I bought drink packets, you know, small drink packets, I think like Crystal Light. I brought a couple of them that will last me the whole time from the 20th to the 23rd. So I can have something. Not even I'm in the airport, because you know the airport prices are super high anyway for drinks and food. So I won't be able to eat at the damn airport. Okay. And I still would be able to have drink because I could take food in the security. And the drinks are just drink mints for powder mints. All I had to do was put it into water. That's it. I mean, this is really ridiculous. I haven't heard once this weekend that the Senate is voting on the debt ceiling. I haven't even heard that. They're just trying to get evil Joe Manchin to budge on the stimulus package and the infrastructure package. And they're not even talking about the debt ceiling. And October is coming by quicker than you can say the second palace. I mean, this is sickening. This is absolutely, positively sickening. Then on top of that, we're stuck in the 90s until Tuesday. So, I am waiting for the rest of my money to come back that I had to dip into the hotel. Because I refuse to dip into the rent because I'm not missing a chance to only paying $408. I'm not missing that chance. I refuse to miss that chance. And somebody asked me on Facebook about, you know, I thought that somebody thought that I understand that the Senate and the House, Senate and Congress are two of the same thing. Yes and no. I would more like to ask be asked this question at a debate, but yes and no. Yes, there are the same constitutional-wise. But in the term of voter language, everybody knows that there's two senators in every state. But how Congress is voting, okay, each state, each city, and each different rules sections of the state have their own district. And you will see on your voter card, they will actually tell you, you know, who's your House of Representatives sometimes, or what's your House district number. And at times, they may even tell you who your senator is. Okay. Here in Missouri, we have two. Senator Josh Hawley and the retiring Roy Blunt. Okay? So, yes, Senate and the House is the same. But sometimes the way they're acting is not the same. But yes, by constitutional law, the House and the Senate are the same. It's just the way that these voting districts are. It's just separating. So when you hear congressional district, that's the House. It's not the Senate. That's the House. When you hear congressional district, like say for example, congressional district 15. Okay. But then your senator is Josh Hawley, so to speak. Or Senator District, Congressional District 1. Okay. And you live in another state that has two different senators. So, for example, my district, the House Representative is Carl Bush. Okay. And then the two senators, like I said, Josh Hawley and the retiring Roy Blunt. So, yes, it is the same, but it's more, you know, different. It's, in a way, it's different. And then the voting language is different in both sides of the chamber. Yet they're in the same building. Okay. But they also have different sides and different voting procedures that they vote on. And the way they pronounce bills and everything. The way they have committees and stuff like that. So yes, I understand that Congress is the same. but it's in the voting language, okay? And the way the things that are working out in the House and the Senate. And when I say that term limits should be for both Congress and the Senate, I mean it. And I did wrote that in anger. But I would be a cat if somebody tried to misjudge my interpretation of, you know, the way I think that sometimes Congress is split. Okay. I would be a cat if my intelligence is, being played for. Because I understand, it's not my first rodeo, okay? I had civic class, or I had the boring history class, or, you know. I even ran for the House in the state of Missouri. I ran for the Jefferson City. Almost came close. There's House District and Senate District in the state of Missouri. I'm pretty sure you have one too. So, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. I had that done by my mother. I had verbal abuse by my mother. Don't do that to me. Don't. Now that I answered that question, and I answered that publicly, okay, because I thought it was important to, I don't know if the person understand, listen to my show, and I'm going to put it on my group page as well, because I thought that question deserved to be answered to in a way that I could talk to that person, or if I was talking to that person. But I think that I was being challenged mentally, thinking that I was not smart. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't challenge me like that. I've been living this life 47 years. I've been hurt 47 years of my life. By the world, by government, even by the hands of my own mother. Okay? Why do you think I had the CDA Invitational the other day? I wanted to make it fun. Okay. But anyhow. So, there was something else that I wanted to say. Yeah, I did say that I had the plan B to stay at Motel 6 during the tournament. Oh, yeah. I found a much better hotel in Miami. Where? At the Miami airport. I get off the plane, and the wheelchair driver, all they would have to do is just take me to the terminal, which is Terminal E, where the hotel is. I don't have to take a ride anywhere. I don't have to go so long to different places. The only place that I could get to is the cruise port, which is pure genius. Now, the bad part is, I give up a place looking at the water, but hey, I could do that at home. I have an ocean view room. Come from crying out loud. I have a back-to-back, so I could look at the water at home. But I'm right there at the airport. It's called the Miami International Airport Hotel. It's one of those airports that's in a hotel, but I had a good price list, like $393 for October 30th, 31st, and the 1st, because my cruise leave on the 1st. I was like, oh my cat, what a chance. What a chance. So I have a big probability of only paying $400 for the hotel room, and then I can wait to pay it on the 10th. So, and there was one night when I was on my way to the restroom, and I was feeling so dizzy. It's like, I felt like I was gonna faint, but then I recovered. I thought, really, my body can't even take this. It can't. So, yeah, EscapeToBigDCountry.com, EscapeToBigDCountry.com, and I'm not saying this. This is my way of saying thank you, but this is the home of the best citizens on the net today. That's my way of thanking you, the listener, for tuning in to the program. Here are my funny rants, you know, dissecting my life, so to speak, and also having fun while doing it. So, I want you to know that I love you all, and I love the fact that you're sticking with me this long, and, I mean, I know I can't depend on most people, but I can depend on the citizens. I definitely can depend on the citizen. But most of the time, I can't depend on people because that's why I'm struggling right now. That's why I'm struggling, barely making it. And it's hard. It's hard. And now, my intelligence was being tested. But I was willing to answer the question only because I know that in the debate, there may be more questions like that. So that's why I was willing to answer the question. And also answer it on the air. When somebody asked me that, oh, I thought a congressional, I thought a Senate candidate would know that Senate and Congress is the same thing. It's the voting language, okay? It's the voting language. Congressional district, two senators for every state. You know, depending upon the census, it happens every 4 years. These not my it's not my first rodeo. I'm not a damn 3-year-old, okay? I am 47 years old. And struggling as a widower and struggling living in this damn pandemic. So, other than that, there. I answered the questions. So, okay. Ted, I am done with that. I really like to get this storyline with Vince McMahon so I could put it to a CD. Because I got a great story for you, great part of the story for you. But I can't, it's because it's hot and I'm trying to figure out how the heck that I could be able to compete in a stop plot tournament but still be able to function. Because, oh man, after all this, I ain't gonna be the fastest finger like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Back in the time when they had the fastest finger question. They're gonna be so fast like, wow, the cat? Okay, this is Prince DJ, okay? Forgot to do a rant because my supporter let me know that, okay, because let me make this story more interesting. You see, I was trying to do my campaign funding, you know, because we couldn't go out because of the pandemic, and then we were limited on what to do because of these mask mandates and these want to be vaxxed all over the place, but you could still get the virus while vaxxed. But nonetheless, so I was alerted that using GoFundMe was illegal only for the federal side, you know, if I'm running for Senate or Congress or the president. But it doesn't affect me statewide when I'm running for lieutenant governor. So I still had that GoFundMe page. But I like GoFundMe because A, it's popular. B, a lot of people know GoFundMe. C, it follows the same laws as any other place that would do fundraising, like, you know, making sure a donors list is available, and then having people having the option to opt out. It's very legitimate. It's been around for years. It's not even going nowhere. So why does the Ethics Commission on Fundraising say that it's not allowing any candidate to use a GoFundMe page. When did this happen? How long was this done? I mean, all you heard in the news is about GoFundMe. So many people raised the money on GoFundMe, or even somebody was raised money for a funeral, or raised money for a trip, or something like that. But you can't raise money for a federal campaign on a GoFundMe page? I mean, when it's public nature, it's public notice. I mean, just as good as the service that you would have to pay for. Now, luckily, the site that I'm using is free with optional things to pay for. But it has a better looking layout. It's exciting, more sexier than what the layout that I was forced to use in. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's like we have no freedom and no say as a federal candidate, a federal office candidate, on what we can use for fundraising. I mean, look at what last year did to Kennedy. I mean, we wasn't able to do much because of the pandemic, okay? And then with this SD all over the place. I mean, it was impossible to shake hands with voters. It made it possible. I mean, now me, with my hearing, I couldn't even hear what the voters were saying, when they want to compliment me or wish me well or anything like that, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that you can't use a popular site like GoFundMe. But now, when my supporter was saying this, and then he showed me one of the pages, and I was looking around for it, and then I was like, well, how come I can't use the page when, you know, everybody's doing it and state politicians are using it? And then he showed me another site where, and it's on my Facebook page, and it's on my Deshaun Porter for Senate page, by the way. And so, GoFundMe is not allowed in the federal or, federal, whether it's president, whether you're running for president, whether you're running for Senate, whether you're running for House, it's not allowed. It's illegal. I'm like, what the cat? What do you have against GoFundMe? I mean, get with the damn 21st century. What do you have against, and especially with this pandemic, get with the 21st century. I mean, this is ridiculous. I've already can't depend on drivers to try to get me to different places. I mean, cat. You know? This is ridiculous. I gotta spread awareness about the campaign. The media is not spreading awareness. They're doing a terrible job. They're doing other candidates, but they're not doing my campaign, or they're not letting people know about my campaign. I even had to tell my own landlord that I was running. I had to tell my own landlord when I was re-signing my lease the other day. I had to let her know that I was running for Senate, and I got an instant vote from my own landlord. The media is doing a terrible job in nitpicking on who candidates to support. I'm already legal as a legal candidate. I'm already signed up to run federally, but I'm just not on the ballot yet until I get to Jefferson City to officially file. And that don't happen till day by March. That won't happen till day by March of 2022. So, I mean, if I got to use a boring site to fundraise, I mean, I can't even sell to a cat now. I could get people to vote for me, yes, but I can't even sell to a damn cat or a dog or a bird. I mean, if that's the case, I would have been in money right now. I would have been struggling right now. Or I wouldn't be worried about a government, the federal government losing money because of stupid non-vote on the debt ceiling and waiting to hear if they vote on it yet. I wouldn't have to worry about that crap. But since I am, I got no choice. So, all I'm saying is, Federal Ethics Commission, all I'm saying is, please, let the candidates be able to use whatever funding source online that they have to use to get the word out. Okay? Because that's not freedom if you can't, if one site is banned and that's a popular, well-popular site that's always on the news. It's not fair that one site is banned, literally banned, from being used as a way of fundraising, raising funds for a campaign. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you can't help big events, can't help big fundraisers because of this crazy pandemic. I'm out. No, I'm still running, but I'm out the program. I'll see you on the next day on another segment. I'm out the program. I'm staying in the race, but the program's done. I'm still running.